Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
An email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, yeah. Rachel Ware going to join us tomorrow on the program. Who else is calling tomorrow?
George Lopez.
Oh, that's right. George Lopez will join us tomorrow.
Where's his show?
NBC.
Okay.
I think it's Tuesday nights.
Daughter,
I think,
right?
I saw it on the other night. Yeah, it's Lopez versus Lopez.
It's his daughter, right?
Yeah.
It's his real daughter, correct?
I believe so, yes.
I think the actress is really his real daughter, right? Exactly.
All right, don't say my name is checking in to defend Valley Center, Kansas.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to just bring this up. Good.
Valley Center checking in, the baseball team here, I think, discuss us.
They killed a chicken on the field, yeah.
And the basketball incident this past fall.
A black baby doll.
Bunch of racist stuff.
Yeah.
They are not indicative of our community. Lots of cool people here. Not all Kool-Aid drinking Trump idiots. Yeah. Or a typical suburban community of the largest city in the state. You're going to have those kind of asshats. But also a large group of level-headed, progressive-minded, cool people. Progression always wins, signed, choke on it, son of God. that's a progressive name.
It does always win. I mean, sometimes it takes setbacks, and we're in the meantime, we're getting some setbacks recently for sure. But yeah, it does always win. You can't stop it. The kids don't care about the old people. They do. They make their own lives and their own, you know, society.
I think we did.
I should do a show in Valley City.
This story, a while ago, but I think it finally came to trial. This is out of Belgium. A Belgian man has been acquitted of drunk driving because he has Otto Brewery syndrome, an extremely rare condition whereby the body produces alcohol. I recall talking about this.
We've talked about a couple of these cases, I think.
Wouldn't you just use that to drive, not worry about getting a DUI ever? I mean, driving drunk can kill you, people.
Yeah, you still can hurt somebody.
If your body produces alcohol,
I know that,
maybe you shouldn't be driving.
But if it produces alcohol, are you drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're legally drunk, but does he feel drunk?
He was legally drunk. I don't know if you build
does
up
Does he feel drunk?
Right. If your body is producing it all the time.
Yeah, you might not feel drunk.
I would imagine that you build up quite a tolerance.
Mm-hmm. It says that people are not born with this, but they develop it when they already have other intestine-related conditions. Patients can present with symptoms consistent with intoxication, slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor function, dizziness, belching. So, yeah, you're drunk.
Can this guy get out of every DUI from here on out now?
Well, if he keeps this lawyer, and I can't pronounce your name.
Is a precedent been set? He can't get DUIs because he can just say, my body produces
I'm
it.
Guessing the precedent has been set that he can't drive.
A-N-S-E. Yeah. Is that a dude name or a... A female name. Anyway, that's the name of his lawyer. Said on Monday that in another unfortunate coincidence, her client worked at a brewery. But three doctors who independently examined him confirmed he had ABS, the Otto Brewery syndrome.
It would be hard to have people like, have you been drinking? You're like, all right, hear me out.
Yeah.
Now you'd be like, no, hear me out.
From the inside.
Belgian media said.
I also think you would have some It's like anybody that drinks. You have some tolerance if you drink more.
Yeah, that's what this next paragraph, Belgian media said.
Mellencamp would be pissed.
Yeah, the judge emphasized that the defendant, who was not named, did not experience symptoms of intoxication.
Yeah, he's felt that way all the time.
Yeah, so they acquitted the guy.
But again, can he drive?
Probably. Like, as long as he can still do the, walking down the center line.
Well, why did he get pulled over in the first place?
Was
his driving erratic? Was his driving consistent with drunk driving?
Or was there just a roadblock maybe? Yeah.
There had to be some reason they did sobriety tests.
Right.
Yep. People are not born, as you mentioned, with ABS, but can develop it.
How do you get it, by the way?
When they already have.
How do you get your body producing alcohol?
Usually in conjunction with another intestine-related condition. Patients can present with symptoms consistent of alcohol intoxication, slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor function, dizziness, and belching. I don't believe I belched a couple of weeks ago, but I think I exhibited all the other ones.
Well, you weren't drinking a carbonated
slurred speech.
Yeah, you're drinking
vodka,
straight
stumbling,
yeah.
Loss of motor function. I don't know if I was dizzy and belching
in the morning. Yeah. I don't know if you were dizzy. No, you were just drunk, man. You're a pro. That's all you were. You were just hammered, man.
What would happen if somebody you had that was an alcoholic?
Then you're really drunk all the time.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to quit.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That'd be a bad thing to have if you're an alcoholic.
Your body's producing booze.
That's a bad dilemma.
Yeah. Can other people get drunk? Does it go right into your system, or does it come out? Does your saliva taste like Tito's the whole time?
You sounded hopeful when you said that.
Yeah. You only drink mixers.
Yeah. You're already drunk. You just put some club soda down your throat.
Yeah, they don't give us any details.
Squirting limes.
How you get that condition.
Because people are going to want that condition.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you do.
Well, I guess you just
if you could control it, it'd be great.
Right,
and if you could get your body to produce weed too, you're set.
Yeah, but
I want to be high now.
You'd like it to produce weed when you want it to produce weed, not all the time. This doesn't sound that convenient.
No.
No, you wake up half hammered. Ah, damn it.
Well, and I'm
you'd be slightly buzzed for everything you did.
Right.
What kind of blood alcohol?
That doesn't sound bad, Nick. Especially if there's no hangovers, because it's already in your system. Maybe there's no hangovers.
You would think there would be varying degrees of this syndrome.
Yeah. What kind of on a daily regular basis, what kind of blood alcohol content is this causing? Is it
The fact that Nick said you'd be buzzed for everything you did, like that was a bad thing. You'd be slightly buzzed for everything you did.
I wonder if this dude drinks on top of this.
Well, he works at a brewery. In Belgium.
He probably does drink, man. Yeah. Cheaper to go to the bar, though.
Okay.
You only had one beer. I made four inside me, man. Right.
There's one case study they cite here in this Wikipedia entry about it. In 2019, a 25-year-old man presented with symptoms consistent with alcohol intoxication. He had no prior alcoholic drinks. His blood alcohol was 0.03. So that's not legally drunk.
No.
But, depending on what country he was in, it doesn't say. But, that's my question is where are you on a legal scale any given day? You know, are you 0.08?
Some guy spelled country, by the way, on his license plate I shared on Twitter yesterday.
Without an O?
With a K and a U.
Oh.
And my tweet was, it was a Nebraska plate, so it's a truck driver out there with a KU and the rest of it says untry. The word says country, basically, obviously. And somebody, I tweeted out that, that guy probably thought it was actually spelled that way. I don't know if you are new, but I don't know how that got through, I guess it just says the word country, but with a K.
Can you plead your case?
Yeah, when you sign up for those, they ask you for
an explanation
of what does this mean? Why do you want this?
Well, he obviously likes country music, but somebody already probably took the C version of it and he used the K version, or I assume he didn't know how to spell. That's more like it. Looking at the truck, it's a truck,
Or he may have been a KU fan.
No, KU country.
KU country.
No, it's not KU country. It's country.
Yeah, but there'd
be it's a Nebraska plate. Now, I'm not saying it's not KU fans in Nebraska. I didn't even think about that, Todd. You're right. There are a bunch of KU fans.
But there's
in Nebraska.
Not enough letters for KU Country, so he's got to shorten it up. You're only allowed so many characters.
Yeah, I wonder what. Well, that guy's listening. I mean, somebody shared his plate with us. I made a joke about him, so he might be mad about that because people did assume he didn't know how to spell, which is, you know, true.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know,
which, by the way, did you see your Rock Chalk Jayhawks are coming to town next year? To play Creighton.
Oh, really? Cool, man.
Nice.
In a
regular
big
season game.
In a Big East Big 12 battle. Yeah, slated to play play Creighton in 2024.
That's great. That'd be cool.
You won't be there. I'll be busy.
No. I would go to that game. Yeah. Give me the date, though. Yeah. I got to check my calendar, you know.
The 2011 NFL draft.
Really? What time does it start?
The Baltimore Ravens ran out of time
when
they were debating who to take with the 26th overall pick. As a result, the Kansas City Chiefs moved up to 26.
And took
Jonathan Baldwin. Remember him?
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't remember him either.
Could have picked somebody else.
And by the way, when Nick was talking about who the Chiefs are going to pick, that wasn't us saying send in your choices for the 32nd pick.
We know there's a lot of moron Chief fans listen to this program.
No, that's not what we were saying. No, we don't
We
don't want your Chiefs mock draft in our email.
I've heard this receiver from Texas might be a good fit.
Go do a bunch of blow and hang out in the yard. Don't email us.
Who was the draft expert? No, I think it was Theismann.
Hey, out of the yard.
Theismann saying it's not so important to get a quarterback in the first round because I think Theismann is taken in the fourth round.
Yeah.
You never know. It's a random crap.
No,
you don't
I checked rosters. I actually did like
most of them are the first
half an hour of homework last night and did 20 some of the 32 NFL quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks, I forget what week I picked, were all first rounders.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The majority.
The Brady situation is weird. Yeah, the Brady situation.
The Brock Purdy's and the Brady's of the world, those are, you know, the exception
Dak
rather
Prescott.
Than the rule.
He was like a fourth or fifth rounder.
Was he?
Yeah.
But he's never going to win anything.
Tony Romo was further back, too, wasn't he?
I don't know if Romo was even drafted. He might have been an undrafted.
He might have been a free agent. You're right, Puss, because he came from, Eastern Illinois or something?
Eastern Michigan. No, you're right. Eastern Illinois.
All right. All right. You ever answer the door naked? We'll take that call. You ever delivered food, any kind of food, and somebody answered it naked? I know that's happened.
Yeah, DoorDash drivers.
I know that's
happened. Has that happened to you?
Pizza delivery guys have walked in on stuff in a heartbeat. I know most of the documentaries would prove that. But in real life, that's had to have happened.
No, we've never talked to anybody who's lived the documentary.
No.
So apparently they're a bit exaggerated.
Right.
I mean, I kind of feel for the DoorDash driver who didn't want to take the food to the naked guy. She said it was a part of town she doesn't normally go to. She's not familiar with.
Yeah.
The guy's naked. It's probably evening to nighttime.
Yeah,
right. You know?
It's probably not good naked.
It's a creepy situation.
Right. If you have to announce that, it's not good naked.
Yeah, there's a lot of wolf down there, I'm sure, when that guy answered the door, you know.
Yeah, it might have been Peter Griffin naked, like, you know, just couldn't even see it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So they're not getting married.
I guarantee you.
No, that group's not getting married.
He
right.
was closer to Peter Griffin than any kind of a stud.
Yeah, probably.
Where are we starting this conversation? I know we went to draft real quick. How we get something to the draft?
Valley
That's
Center.
A good question.
Masturbating.
No, the auto brewery stuff. System.
Yeah, 21 auto times brewery. A month.
No, that was two breaks ago.
Okay.
I'm really curious how we went from that to the draft, but it was something before the draft we talked about. And
the gut making
the
you
guy
drunk.
Being drunk, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The auto brewing syndrome or whatever that dude from Belgium had.
We'll take that. Yeah. If there is a weird thing to have, that's probably the one you want, you know.
No, I don't think you want any kind of syndrome.
I think it would be
gun to head, what's your syndrome?
He has no control over that. No.
Gun to head, what's your syndrome?
Tourette's.
Yeah, the swearing kind?
Yeah, the swearing kind of Tourette's.
We couldn't have a job, though.
Yeah, I know.
We couldn't do the job here. That's illegal. We'd be swearing the whole time, you know.
Okay, just
do I do like that. If
just
I didn't do
vocal
radio,
outbursts.
If I didn't do radio, just yelling a son of a bitch out loud in random crowds would be great. Man.
There's a dump button.
Is there an FCC compliant Tourette's that I could get?
Just say certain stuff. She didn't want the tick.
And we go to the podcast.
Yeah.
We do the Tourette's podcast.
Yeah, what are you going to do the other 5 days a week, you know? You're just yelling F-bomb over there for no reason. But you're right. I'm not talking about something that affects your health and you're going to die. That probably be the one, Puss, because a lot of syndromes are... Have adverse effects your life.
That doesn't seem to have any major physical side effects.
I don't know how we'd look that up. You know, like what syndrome would you want? You don't want any of them.
I think most of the good places would tell you none.
None. You had to have one. Gun to head. You know?
Swollen groin syndrome.
I don't know if that's a thing.
I don't think that's a thing, but
I'll take it.
All right. Take it. We have an email from our doctor buddy, Justin, who we mentioned yesterday that there was a study that says guys that have women doctors live longer. And he responds to that, doesn't he?
Yes.
He addresses that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you Google what's the best syndrome to have, you get directed to some eye disorder called Best disease.
What happens to it?
Can
you see through clothes or something like that?
Looks like you go blind.
Oh, that's not the best
pass.
One.
Well, it's called, that's the name of the disease.
Oh, I got it. It's called best disease.
Yeah, right. No.
So it's not the best. It's really a misnomer.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think you want any of them.
I don't think there is a good syndrome.
Probably not. But once again, we always ask the tough questions here.
Like, I could use some more OCD. Something that might motivate me to get something done.
That seems like a real hassle, too.
The
like
hardcore
OCD. Hardcore.
Yeah, that's different.
You know?
Poor old hardcore.
Something that might motivate me to scratch something off a to-do list.
There was a dude at the gym yesterday, and he was arranging all the dumbbells in ascending order.
And they always go wrong after that.
Right? Yeah.
Hope he didn't stay long after that.
Well, I like the exchange with him. I said, sometimes that bothers me, but your OCD must be really kicking in. He goes, oh, yeah.
Okay.
I had to clean this up.
He could never leave. No. Somebody would always be screwing that up.
Oh, yeah. I'd screw it up for him. You know, sorry, dude. Yeah. I'd pick up one and just lay it out somewhere else. And see if it holds.
You would.
Right,
you
come on back. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.